I'm an addict, and my name's Bobby. Speaker statement. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which are the 12 steps and 12 traditions. In areas where there is not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and 12 traditions, there is the possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distance to support NA groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war stories because we all know what it was like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. I'm an addict. My name's Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
I'm truly grateful to be here. And I'd like to share, honestly, that for the last hour, I was able to listen. And something inside of me was trying to program what I was going to share. And I know in other areas and places where I was asked to speak and serve Narcotics Anonymous, the same thing that's inside of me would try to program what I was going to share. I have spiritual principles such as acceptance. I know what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with a destructive force called addiction that there's no known cure. I have a daily reprieve, support, the 12 steps and traditions. I can identify this feeling, and we call it fear. It's something that's been deep inside of me that I didn't even know what I was dealing with. And I know when I feel that feeling. I shared with another addict before this feeling that I get before I get up and I speak. And he said, we're all just a bunch of addicts. But it's not you that I'm dealing with. It's something inside of me that I'm dealing with. It's something I've been suffering from for a long time. And one thing I've learned from getting a sponsor, going to meetings, calling other addicts, that I can walk through this fear with these spiritual principles. I got faith and I trust the faith. You know, and the addict who called me from the program committee and asked me to speak on hurting on the inside and smiling on the outside. The addict's close to me. It's right here in my heart, you know. We spent time sharing the message of recovery and where we came from and what we do today. And there was an addict who was with me, and I shared with this addict that I'm speaking in a number of states away, and I was asked to speak on this topic. And as the addict knew me at that time, he said, man, you don't seem like you're hurting on the inside. He seems like, man, you're just doing fine today. And the addict who called me, who knows me, and he would call me, and he called me a number of times. A number of times. And I wouldn't return his phone call. And it was something that I was suffering from. And I isolated.
And it was something deep inside of me that I had to deal with. And I remember when I called him, man, and I thanked him. I said, "You never gave up on me, man. You kept calling." See, these are the people that I have in my network today. Now, in the past, I couldn't tell you this. See, I had a mask on that hid this fear, the hurting on the inside, man. I had a mask, and the mask could be anything. It could be the money that I had in my pocket to make me look this way. It could be the automobile that I was driving to make me look this way. See, I never knew how to let you know how I felt. I'm able to get it honest today. I know my help is in another addict who God put in my life. The therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. To get honest with this addict, and the addict told me I was helping him. It felt like amends to me, man. He said, "Man, you don't have to apologize to me. I understand, man." You know, it's things today, you know, the change, you know, it shares right here with me. The speaker statement I just read is not about the war stories. You know, it's just a lot that this disease planted right up here in my mind that I'm able to deal with. And I got a sponsor. And I started working the steps. And I can share where I came from is not where I'm at today. But I still suffer from the same disease that I've always suffered from. I've got a higher power. I've got a God of my understanding. See, there's something inside of me that has changed. That has always been there, but I turn my back on this. See, I found this by doing the step work. See, my sponsor, I've had three sponsors and I've done the first step three different ways. But I took it. A look at the same disease. See, we all suffer from the same disease. And I got to take a look at this disease that I suffer from. And as you get to take a look at the disease that you suffer from through this step process. Now, before I started taking a look at it, my sponsor suggested that I pray. And all I had was foxhole prayers. You know, get me out of this, I won't do it no more. You know, so I was doing the best that I could to deal with what I had to do to free me from myself. Is that honesty was the antidote to this thing, man. And I came in here so dishonest. I just couldn't get real with no one. This process started with me getting honest about not being able to stop when I wanted to. My sponsor suggested that I take a look at the incidents as far back as I could. And it's hurting on the inside, man. And it's smiling on the outside, the topic. Now, when I took a look at the incident and I started writing, I got honest. That's this power inside of me through these spiritual principles that is stronger than this destructive force called addiction that I suffer from. As I took a look at the incident, I saw the unmanageability that this incident caused. And the tears flowed out of my eyes. And I called my sponsor. And I shared with him, man. It's just like I just couldn't get enough of this honesty. I've taken a good look at what I'm dealing with. And the antidote to it. I said, "Sponsor, This goes back before I picked up. And he shared with me, take a look at it and write about it. And I saw the pain from the hurting. I saw how the deception and how I smiled and made it look like won't nothing wrong. And I saw when my father asked me where was I at when I was supposed to be home at a certain time, I touched in what I'm dealing with. I touched the fear that what he would do to me if I told the truth. I lied. And I became real, real good at lying. Far back as I could remember, I started lying. So this destructive force that I suffer from has been with me a long time. I knew it was wrong, but I did it anyhow. When I took something from the store, see, I can share about this because I took a look at it. When I took something from the store, the dishonesty, the flat out stealing, I did it. I knew it was wrong, but I did it anyhow. I started taking a look at these things. I started taking a look at me wanting to control the other kids in the neighborhood. If they didn't do what I wanted them to do, that the anger that took place, the resentments that took place, the resentment of what I did to you, not just what you did to me, that I held. I saw it. I know what I'm suffering from. And I've been suffering from this for a long time. And I wrote pages and pages and pages and pages. My sponsor asked me, are you ready? And I said no. And he told me the only step that you had to work perfect was the first one. And you know, when I came in here, I couldn't read, man. I was out there for a long time. When I crawled around on those floors, man, for a long time when everything was gone, man. When I peeked out of those windows, man, just peeking. I didn't want to be like you. But I did it anyhow. I started hearing things that weren't there. And I said I would never go back to that. I couldn't stop on my own will. No matter how hard I tried, man. I couldn't stop. I've been clean for 3 years and 10 months tomorrow. You know, I'll share this. I've never been into a rehab. I've never been into a detox. I know this program of Narcotics Anonymous works. You know, I had so-called self-will rehabs, you know. An old trailer back on the farm. My grandmother's couch and leftovers, you know. These foxhole prayers, I'm not going to do it again. But I would go back. See, it's just something that this disease planted upside inside my thinking. Obsession and compulsion. You know, I don't have control over this without these spiritual principles. You know, I know that I'm powerless. And by understanding what powerless means, that means no control. Bottom line, I don't have control over this. As I share with my sponsee who drove up here with me. And I'm going over the first step with him. What do you think of the first step, man? Do you think you have control over this? And I started seeing that it wasn't just the drug use that I'm dealing with. It's all areas that I don't have control over without these spiritual principles. See, I got acceptance of who I am today. There's a surrender inside of me that I can't explain. In all areas, see, the message of recovery with me is that I couldn't stop using people, places, and things to deal with this void inside of me, man. And it's something, when I touch that pencil on that paper with that honesty in the first step. See, there's a spirit that's awakening inside of me. You know, like when something that told me that it wasn't right and I did it anyhow. See, that is awakening inside of me. See, I don't have to hurt so much because I've got a power greater than myself that I have connected to. And if I surrender in all areas of my life, I don't have to suffer that pain no more. See, it's something inside this thought process that wants to keep me locked and loaded. It wants to keep me stuck. See, man, my addiction runs deep. You know, once I pick up anything from this destructive force that's trying to harm people, places, and things, and most of all, I harm myself, it's trying to rent space inside my thinking. And when I stay stuck on these thoughts, there's no surrender in place. You know, I know that I sold my automobile to take one more bet. You know, I'm talking about addiction. You know, I sold my automobile, man, and what's deep inside of me to do one more. I harmed people that cared about me to do one more. See, and I didn't have these spiritual principles. They were there, but I was making a choice, controlled by this destructive force, to do one more. And when I would think about it, there was no surrender. There was no honesty. There was no acceptance. There was no humility. I always had to be right. And you know, I move on to being restored to sanity, because this power greater than myself is already working in my life. I'm a meeting maker. You know, I make meetings. This is where I found the therapeutic value. God didn't take me to the PTCC, the Elks or the Moose Haven. He brought me in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, if this was called Addiction Anonymous, people would come in here, man, and might not be able to relate to this destructive force that we couldn't stop that brought us in here. The drugs is what brought me in here. I started taking a good look at this. And I asked my grand sponsor, what brought us in here? The drug or the disease? He didn't even have to hesitate. He said the disease brought me in here. The therapeutic value of one addict helping another, so I need to take a good look at this. I know if I pick up one more. See, the things that I was able to surrender by doing a thorough first step. Man, I haven't used, like I said, in 3 years and 10 months, man, drugs. Something, the road rage that I heard earlier, is not there. See, there's something inside of me from the surrender and getting honest and the acceptance, the commitment, the humility. There's something that's missing. And that's the disease of addiction from these spiritual principles that no longer guide me, man. You know, I can get honest with you and share that today That disease is inside of me, alive and well and ready to run the show again. You know, I've isolated 20 days in a row, man, from hurting, not surrendering to this program. The only thing that I had at that time, I stopped calling my sponsor. Just celebrated a year at this time, man. I thought I was well. If something inside of me, man, I hadn't let go of yet. I was in a lot of pain. I didn't let anybody know what was going on. So that smile, you know, that we're talking about, keeping that mask on. And it's just like my old thinking came back. It made me think that I could gamble again. I haven't gambled in 3 years and 6 months. I don't even scratch a scratch off, man. You know, there's some recovery going on, man. I work hard at this, man. I live this thing. I've got addicts in my life. I've surrendered people, places, and things. And once I got a taste of had to live just for the day without using people, places, and things, man, it gave me the courage and perseverance and commitment to get through a day. And if I can get through a day, yeah, I can do it again. Like my first year, man, my literature. I read my literature. I might have missed one day or two. That was the only thing I was holding on to. And I called my sponsor. He said, man, where have you been? Why haven't you been answering the phone? What's going on? That was a surrender right there that I didn't even have to say a word about, that I reached out for help right there. See, when I go to a meeting, and my sponsor told me, the first thing he told me, get in a meeting. It's not much to be said, get in a meeting. And that was a surrender right there that the God of my understanding knows. See, sometimes I don't even have to say a word. When I pick up the phone, when I'm hurting on the inside, man, and not able to tell you, man, you know, that smile from not letting you know what's going on with me, you know. When I pick up that phone and I call you, man, and reach out for help, see, there's a surrender that I don't even have to say a word about. When I go to a meeting, I can just sit here and not even say a word. That's surrender. See, the God of my understanding knows that I'm surrendering. When I read the literature, when I pick up the literature, get outside myself and get to this power greater than myself that is helping restore me to sanity, that's surrender right there. See, it says that we suffer from this disease of addiction. There's no unique addict. That we all have this similar. You know, we might come from different war stories, but we all suffer from the same disease. But then there's a part right here that says we get to choose the God of our own understanding. See, I took a look at addiction, and I might not be taking a look at it the same way, but my higher power has revealed to me what I'm dealing with. And I am not the power. If I don't surrender in all areas, man, I'm off. The obsession starts back. I'm going to pick up people, places, or things, and I'm hurting. If I don't surrender, man, I can't get outside of myself. I am not the power. I did a first step and I honestly admit to you who I am today. I'm an addict. I can honestly say that. See, when I first got here, I said I was an addict because you said you were an addict. Now, that's some honesty right there. That's hurting on the inside, man. I couldn't get honest, man. Dishonesty, man. I came in here closed-minded, dishonest. I guess when I asked someone to sponsor me, it was the first part of me opening my mind up. You know, because I needed some help, man. I couldn't do this on my own. And I thought I could, you know. Yeah, I can't do this on my own, brother. I can't do it on my own. I thank God for the step process, man. You know, I thank God. I know this is God's program, man. My basic text tells me right in the opening part in the first 15, 20 pages. This is God's program, man. I got a God of my own understanding. So I don't have to hurt so bad inside, you know. But it's like I've surrendered all this, and it's just this lust tendency, man, that I picked up before I picked up the drugs, man, that I was having a tough time dealing with. You know, I gave up the strip clubs, the gambling, the drugs. I know if I pick up the first one, man, I can't stop in all areas. And once this disease starts renting space and I don't surrender, man, I'm caught up in my will, which I don't have the power over. I'm not in denial of valid, man. I've suffered in the inside. Yeah, I bought a new automobile. I got a nice house now. And I never could have those things. You know? But they're not my higher power. See, the automobile, I clean that thing every few days. But I am responsible today to pay the taxes. To pay the note. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Being responsible today. See, that's part of it. And I shared with my spouse. See, I said, a big change in me today, you know. I'm dealing with the same disease, but there's some change going on here, man. It's just what comes into my thinking, I got to surrender in me, man. Just the negative thoughts just try to come in. On a daily basis, if I was to share with you every thought that came through, man. See, I got people in my network that I'm able to free myself from myself by getting honest about how I'm thinking today. It's just like from the third step, man, the commitment on a daily basis to turn my will and my life, because my will destroy me. You know, it's making the decision. And I remember I called my sponsor when I got there. Pastor, sponsor, you mean you're trying to tell me that I never made a sound decision before? I said, did you? No. Just as blunt as that. No, not on my own. Now I'm able to make the decision on my own. I need to take a good look at that. Why am I making this decision today to turn my will and my life up? Is it because of the pain so great inside of me, man, that I put on all these smiles like that new truck, that house? You know, it don't have to be all what's right here. Because this right here is a character defect that can harm you in many ways. It could put a smile on that will never let you think of what's going on inside of me. You see, I can dress this up right here. You know, and I've had these shoes since I first got into the room, you know, because I was dressing myself up. I was going to look pretty good for you, you know. Y'all looking good. You know? It's just like this house out of bar. They're trying to tell me to get up in the yard. Let's get the yard. I said, let's get the inside, brothers, just like we're doing. And recovery with us. Let's get the inside right, man, before we dress up the outside. That way, that the hurt inside of me, man, I don't have to deceive you like I always had. The mask must come off, man. I remember this fourth step stuff, this pain, man, when I got into there and I saw all this stuff, man, it was so deep. I saw it in my first step, my second step, my third step. And here it is, right here. You know that closet that they talk about? The pain that's in that closet. When I take a good look at it, do you know this disease I suffer from is fueling off of this stuff? If I don't free myself and get honest, I'm hurting on the inside, man. And I don't want you to know about it. There's no way. The people that this disease has harmed from me hurting. You know, it's just like before I found the rooms, it's just like when I get to the being restored to sanity, It's just like I got to a place, man. It was a dead man walking. And that power greater than myself that's restoring me to sanity and that I am committed to on a daily basis keeps me free to take a look at myself, man. I need to make this decision on a regular basis. You know, because I can hurt. See, this disease will fuel off of whatever I keep in the storage tank for it. If I don't let you know where I'm at today, where I'm at. You know, I got a lot on my plate. See, my plate was right here all the time. You see, what you did to me would keep me stuck. What I did to you would keep me stuck. And man, I couldn't get out of it. I didn't know how to get out of it. Today, I've got the tools to get out of it. I've got my literature. See, I don't have to hurt so bad. Now I get in my literature and take me outside myself. Let me know I'm not alone. I pick up the phone and call another addict. I've got a network in many, in a lot of the states. There's network in here right now. And I'm connected to it. You know, I don't have to hurt on the inside, man. I don't have to isolate today. See, the fear that's so deep inside of me, man, wants to keep me stuck. Fear of you taking off and doing what you want to do, but I'm not okay with it. The abandonment when you leave me, man. Jealousy, these fears, man. Just fear that once I get to know you, you're going to take off like I got some kind of control over you. What's wrong with me? Jealousy, man. I mean, I suffered so much. See, the resentment is in all these things. And I had some heavy resentments. What you did to me. What you did to me. I don't have to live there today, man. That's surrender in me, man. Surrender in me is just like, man, I just let it go. And what's on that plate that was stuck like the closet? Man, it's so much there that I could suffer over, but I choose not to. I know what I'm dealing with today. I know what causes the pain. I've taken a good look at it. An honest look at the part I play. I don't have to live there today, man. I don't have to live there. You know, I surrender. You know, a surrender is a spiritual principle. And it's just like once I surrender, it's some humility there because I can't do this on my own. It's just like the second step. I'll go back to there. You know, because I use these steps. It ain't like I go 1, 2, 12, man, and then, you know, it's all over. Piece of cake. You know, you work in the steps. It's just like some days I work all the steps over and over. You know, it's just like when I pray today, it's just getting deeper. It's just I never knew I met so many people. It's just getting more and more connected to the God of my understanding. See, God gave me a spirit that guides me. And I turn my back on it. Bottom line, this destructive force is at war with my spirit. And if my spirit's from God and this destructive force is from that, then I'm dealing with something dangerous. And if I don't surrender and free myself from it, see, God's the ultimate. It's that power greater than myself. And I saw it in active addiction that it just overcame this addiction many times. But I kept going back. It's just like it got so to where I won't make any choices. You know, it says I chose to do it. You know, I hurt so bad. The smiles were gone. I was caught up in the grip where the disease just chose everything. I was caught up in the grip of this destructive force that ran the show. It's just like the part of knowing that I'm going to do it again. You know, it was past that, man. This thing was deep and dark. I couldn't stop. I was up so many days, and I went right back over and over and over again. It's a lot of pain inside if I don't use these spiritual principles, man. I'll hurt bad and won't even let you know nothing about it. And that's the smile that I wear. You know? Thanks for listening.
Thanks for sharing, man.